listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roshni, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace this day, this Mother's Day. God meets us in grace and in peace. And things aren't always in a state of grace and in a state of peace. Times are difficult. Times are joyous as well. Nevertheless, God meets us this day in grace and peace. And I greet you in the name of that Christ with the words that Paul used in all his letters. Grace to you and peace. How did you like Jesus' Mother's Day prayer just now? Did you catch that prayer? I often struggle, as I just did with John's Gospel, reading Jesus' words, because I think it's kind of hard to follow some of Jesus' words. I and them, and you and me, and we and one, and they and we and you and I. I don't know, I just always get confused. I actually practiced that reading a few times, and I still messed it up. It's difficult. I lose track with all those pronouns. But here's the bottom line. In this loving prayer that Jesus prays. Jesus prays for us. Interesting image, first of all. Not sure we often think of Jesus praying for us. We pray to Jesus. Jesus is praying for us here. Here's the bottom line. Jesus prays that Christ is in us and that we are together. And it occurs to me that that's very similar to our mother's prayers. Many good mothers, who doesn't want that? That Christ is in us and that we are together. It's been something that I've heard from some mothers during this last week as we get ready for Mother's Day. Mothers want the family to be together. They want the family to be together in peace, and they don't want to be somewhere else. They want to be present for that as well. I heard a few actually say, I don't want anything for Mother's Day. Maybe some of you mothers said this. I don't want anything. I don't want any object for Mother's Day. What I want is for us just to be together. You heard that? Have you said that? I just want us to be together. And then even clarifying, I don't want to be sent away from the family. I heard a mother say to me yesterday, I don't want to be somewhere else to a spa or a retreat, even with a friend. I want to be with the family for Mother's Day. I just want us all to be together. And of course, there's no just about it, as if it's something that's easy or flippant. Let's just all be together. It's a bold desire that our good mothers have. How hard it is for families to come together, even when it's possible to be together physically. How hard it is for families to be together. So much strife amid our families. So much history and pent up bad and sad memories. So many ongoing disagreements on philosophies of parenting, on politics or religion, on life choices. I don't have to describe these things. We all know those difficult times with families, how it can be difficult. So it's hard to just be together in peace, isn't it? And yet the good moms of this world continue to call us back together, to yearn for that. To yearn for us to be together, and not idly or dreamily, but boldly and lovingly, calling us back to the fold, our good mothers always are. Back to the community, back to the earth, back to the healthy life and full life, and life together like a New Testament prophet encouraging us. Stay together, our mothers say. Stay together, brothers and sisters in Christ. Live kindly and peaceably with one another. Love one another. Our mother's prayers for us, just like the New Testament lessons. Love one another. And this is what Jesus prays for us today. And far beyond just praying for our immediate family to come together, Jesus prays boldly, not dreamily. Like so many of our loving mothers, Jesus prays, I want the family to be together. In peace. And I want to be there also. Don't send me away to some spa up in the clouds or retreat center. I'm staying right here with you, Jesus says to us, no matter what you have to say about it. Sounds like a good mother. I'm staying whether you like it or not. And I'll be here in bread and wine and water through the Holy Word. I'll be here in the face of both friends and strangers alike. I'm not going anywhere, Jesus says, like a good mother. Christ is here today, loving us, praying for us. Christ isn't going anywhere. Christ is praying that we come together, not just as a church family, as a world family. I want to shift over to the first lesson that Dusty read earlier, because we have some pretty graphic images there of family not coming together, of family bickering, and not just that, but family hurting each other. It's a great story from Acts. So there's Paul and Silas in chapter 16, and they're walking around and doing their ministry. They start to get annoyed, though, because there's this servant girl who's pointing at them and said, "These men are servants of the Most High God." Is she saying anything false? No, she knows. She has a spirit of divination, is what the text says. And Paul and Silas start getting annoyed. I love that. Paul and Silas, St. Paul is getting annoyed. He doesn't walk on the clouds. He's a human being. He's annoyed with this person, even if she's saying something that's true. So finally, he casts out her ability to speak prophecies. Well, she's a slave to some business owners, and this girl makes those business owners a lot of money. So now she can't do that anymore. So these business owners are upset. Paul has upset the business establishment in that time. Paul and Silas have upset the way things are done, whether they're done in the right way or the wrong way. Hey, that's the way the world is. And so these business guys bring Paul and Silas into the middle of this town, and they all condemn Paul and Silas because you've upset the status quo. That's part one of this account. Then Paul and Silas get thrown into prison. And here's where we see glimpses of our mothering God working and bringing the most unlikely of people together. God's prayer over that prison. Imagine that. And let that be a metaphor for God's prayer over us when we're in difficult times, in dark times, times where maybe we feel prison or locked up. My friend's dad was a prison guard. Many of you know Lee Ellingson was a prison guard. And from stories I've heard from both of them, things aren't pretty in the prison. The most unlikely of people to come together would be the prisoner and the prison guard. Think about that. But they've told other stories as well, wonderful stories, little glimpses of God's grace, God's peace, even in a prison. Kindnesses can take place. That's God's Spirit working in the unlikeliest of places. People coming together. And that's what happens in this second part of our Acts reading for today. Paul and Silas, the prisoners, befriend and even baptize the prison guard and his whole family. And then it says the prison guard mended their wounds, healed their wounds. Imagine that image of a prison guard kneeling down and scrubbing the wounds of a prisoner. We have that in this text as well. And you see over it all this mothering Jesus prayer. It's almost as if it's hovering over this scene. Just like a mother's prayer is over a family when there's reconciliation after a difficult time. After all those years, have you ever seen that? Reconciliation. Families that have been in strife and at odds and finally come together. We don't always get to see that. We long to see that. It's rare when it happens, but it does, and it has. Perhaps you've been blessed to see that. When peace finally settles into a family's dynamic, that's no small moment. When after years of being at each other's throats, calling each other names, arguing and fighting, going long spells without even talking to each other, when finally peace comes and settles into the family's dynamic, that is no small thing. And over all that, often, is the mother, the matriarch's prayer. She's been praying for that all along. Jesus' prayer for peace for unity and for His presence to be there as well. What a gift. It is pure grace. Sisters and brothers in Christ, children of the Heavenly Mother, God is here. And God is not going anywhere. God, through Christ, prays for us today, prays for peace, longs for us to reconcile with one another, to forgive one another as we have been forgiven. Gospel of John. I think that's the biggest question. How is forgiveness going for you? And God is there to struggle with that question. God is there holding us like a strong mother, rocking us or reading to us or calming us down. God is here as we struggle to shed our anger or our resentment or our bitterness or our remorse. Christ isn't going anywhere. Not off to a heavenly spa in the clouds. Christ is right here with us as we struggle. Christ is right here with us in our pain. And in our loneliness, you know, for some, Mother's Day is not a sweet, pretty day. It's a difficult day. And Christ is right here, both in our joys and in our sorrows. This God knows pain, like a mother knows pain when her children fall. This God knows pain and comes and waits with us through our pain. This God holds us and keeps us, gives us hope and gives us peace. And we are made one in the love of God Christ this day. And always. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.